a second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Second date update made hot to you by Sprint. Get the new Unlimited Plus from Sprint. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more. Switch today.
All right, Tom, how can we help you, sir?
Well, I'm kind of in a tough situation right now. I've been seeing this girl, Sarah. I don't know. I mean, things got pretty serious. I don't know how else. She basically told me during the course of us being together that she got pregnant. And she told me it was mine. And basically, you know, I was freaked out at first, but I'm a man, so I got to do what I got to do, basically. So I told her, all right, well, let's do this. And as I'm calling her to, like, set up appointments for the doctor, she completely disappears on me. And now, a week later, I haven't talked to her at all. I don't know where she's at. So, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, this is a lot of information.
That's, man, basically you're a girl that you barely know is pregnant with your child.
Right, pretty much.
Wow.
Well, at least she's trying to own up to it.
Okay. And now she's not getting back to you?
Yeah, she hasn't responded at all. And I mean, I'm trying to do the right thing. You know, I've already kind of told my parents what's going on and, you know, to kind of prepare for the situation. And yeah, I don't know. Now I'm getting ghosted, I guess. I don't know.
This isn't even a second date update. This is like, I don't know what this is. This is weird. Okay.
This is real life update, man.
For real. All right. Stay quiet. I mean, we're going to call her next. Hang on. Second date update on 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right. We just spoke to Tom. This one's crazy. Basically, the girl's name is Sarah, you said?
Yes.
This is a PSA, kids. Tom and Sarah just met. They had sex. Sarah ends up pregnant. So now they're going to have a child and they barely know each other.
Okay. Man.
But he's saying he wants to be the daddy. He wants to be involved in the kid's life. So,
except that Sarah's not getting back to him now. Let's call her up and see if she wants Tom to be in the baby's life, I guess. Mm. Stay quiet, Tom.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sarah? Sarah, we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. It's the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy calling.
Wait, who is this?
We're calling you from a radio station. Here's the deal. Don't hang up. It's kind of weird because normally what we do is we'll call someone because they went on a date with somebody or because somebody wants a date with them, like an anonymous person. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
And we set it up. But we're calling you because we spoke to Tom. And see, he said he's been trying to get in contact with you, but you stopped calling him back and stuff.
Oh, well, I mean, we only saw each other for, like, a little bit. I'm just not really into it.
Huh.
Wait a minute. Tom told us that you guys are having a baby together.
Right, he wants to be there for the kid.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I told him that. That's not.
You forgot you're pregnant?
Are you not pregnant?
No, of course I didn't forget I was pregnant. I'm pregnant, but it's not his.
So
I guess I just forgot to tell him that, but yeah, no, it's not his.
What do you mean the baby's not mine and you forgot to tell me? I've been on the hold for the last few weeks.
Tom's on the phone and he has heard what you said. Can you explain, please? I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I'm a little confused because I've told everybody in my family I'm having a kid and you're telling me that you've been sleeping around town. What the hell's going on?
Dude, you should be relieved by this. Basically, I mean, I slept with somebody before you, and I went to the gyno the other day, and they said that I'm 5 weeks pregnant, so it can't possibly be yours.
Dude, what a whore you are. Are you kidding me?
What's the matter with you?
You've been keeping me on the chain like this. Like, I'm relieved and pissed at the same time. I've never felt happy and mad. What the is the matter with you? Who does this to another human?
Calm down. Look, I want to have a kid, so I've been trying to have a kid for the last couple months, and it's not yours. I mean, I just be relieved, man. You don't need to be a d*** about it.
Dude, I mean, you're telling me you had sex with someone before we got together and you were already pregnant? That's insane.
Yeah, I had sex with somebody before we got together. I had sex with somebody 2 days before we got together. I'm trying to have a baby. I just said that.
Okay. Hey, at least she's honest, right?
She got her wish. Yeah. She's going to have a baby.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to leave this because normally we say, do you want another date with this person? But with you, we are calling up because Tom wanted to be involved in his baby's life. But he has found out that it's not his baby. So
I would say just ask. Who knows?
Yeah, Sarah, would you like to go out with Tom again?
No, he sounds like an ass.
I'm the asshole because you're out there banging half the goddamn town and then you come back and tell me the baby's not my kid after I tell my entire family. I'm the asshole. You're a psychopath, honey.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
How the wrong tattoo can end a relationship. You're going to hear that in tomorrow's Second Date Update on the 10s at 8:10.